Is an international humanitarian organization using sport and play programs to encourage the healthy physical, social, and emotional development of the world's most disadvantaged children. RTP at UBC is run by a team of committed university students who advocate sport for development, and it is the first university chapter of its kind. We want you to get involved. Together, we can educate students about sport for development, help raise money, and teach children here in the Lower Mainland about the importance of sport and a healthy lifestyle. So check us out at www.interchange.ubc.ca/RTPUBC.
If I ever heard God speak, God said, son, tonight, I want you to tell the people that God is a killer. 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 Is a killer.
Only on CIDR 101.9 FM.
I thought, I've read that in the Bible. Where is it? God said,
I can no longer sit back and allow. Communist indoctrination. Communist indoctrination. And the international communist conspiracy to sap and impurify all of our precious bodily fluids.
I like just ripples. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah, I like the Scribbles. His name of the show. My name's Chris. Welcome. Unfortunately, if you were tuned in for the Christmas music, let's see what exactly that was. Praise Jah, it's Christmas. Unfortunately, I've got a policy on I Like the Scribbles where I don't play any Christmas music because it's all garbage. That was Christmas Greetings from Studio One. Yeah. And we won't be hearing any more Christmas music. That's it. Yeah, let's see what I got planned. Nothing right now. I mean, lots of stuff planned out for you guys. First off, I'd just like to say, I'd like to dedicate this show to my friend Ashley, who passed away last week. Ashley always encouraged me to do well and to actually take the show seriously sometimes, but I didn't always take her advice. Anyways, I'd like to say something cheesy like, I know she's listening right now, but she's not. She's dead. And that's just how it is. Anyways, I'm going to start playing some music here. Thank you.
la crise, il bosse avec sa pétrole. Voilà 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 crise, il bosse avec.
Have you ever been afraid? Everybody is afraid of something. Even very brave people. Are you afraid of things that crawl? Are you afraid of some dogs? Are some dogs afraid of you? What about a pig? Were you ever afraid of the dark? Can the dark hurt you? Are you afraid of the things you don't know about? Of what you can't see and what you think is hiding there? Do monsters seem to crawl from out of the dark shadows? When the lights go on, are you still afraid? Can the dark really hurt you? Did you ever climb so high that you were too scared to come down? Or go so fast that you couldn't catch your breath? Were you ever all alone in a room when it was very still? Did you think you heard weird sounds? Were the sounds you heard really there? When another person came into the room, did the sounds disappear? Are there some things everyone ought to be afraid of? Sudden sounds scare you. Did you ever watch the coming of a storm? The fog that creeps in over the land? And swirling birds that cross the sky? Did you ever listen to the whirling waves that crash against rock and sand? Was the storm exciting or frightening? Did you ever get lost? Does being afraid help you to look where you're going? Were you ever late for school? Did being afraid make you hurry? Do people you don't know sometimes frighten you? If you got to know them, would you be less afraid? Does everyone have a little fear inside when they don't know what to do or when things are strange and new? Does asking help? And smiling help? Melt away the fear.
Well, it's almost 2 a.m. time for the station ID. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting out of UVC Student Union Building. I'm just about to wrap the show up. We heard a track by Faderhead, Boy Robot, Kaz Pacomo, Buka Shade. And now we're going to hear a Depeche Mode remix. And I'm just going to throw on an album and get out of here. It's kind of a short show this week, but I wouldn't have even come in at all, except I had to turn off that damn Christmas music, because there's no way I would let that be played during my time slot, if I could help it. So... I think I'm going to throw on this Buka Shade DJ Kicks compilation album when I'm out of here. But in the meantime, like I said, Depeche Mode and maybe some Benny Benassi and maybe some more Scholastic growing up sound excerpts. So like we just heard that little piece called Who's Afraid? Anyways, thanks for listening. Maybe check the show out next week. And don't forget, you can always go to CITR.ca and look at the old podcasts of previous episodes.
Oscar? How are you?
Oh, just fine, sweetie.
sweetheart. How are you?
Is your husband home?
Huh?
Is your husband home?
Absolutely not.
Hey, that's fine. how about coming over tonight?
Oh, you betcha.
Well, you're sounding all right anyway.
Oh, yeah. I can't kill a sweet off. Don't you know that?
Oh, I see.
How'd you like your wife's hair?
Well, what difference does that make?
Well, I did it.
Oh, I see. Well, how is everybody?
Oh, just fine.
You still got the little boy over there?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to have him till Wednesday.
Uh-huh. When did you say Santa's coming home?
Wednesday.
Uh-oh.
Wednesday night. Why?
Well, then, Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night?
Wednesday night.
Oh, tomorrow's Tuesday night. Well, I still got tomorrow night then, huh?
Oh, sure, you bet.
now I got you on the phone, I don't know what to say.
I'm surprised at you.
What's the loss for words?
I'm surprised.
Say, you remember the fella that was on the three-way conversation on your that day?
Yeah?
He's standing right here. You want to talk to him for a while?
Sure, might as well.
Yeah, okay, well, here he is. Hello, please.
Hello. Did you think I'd gone nuts that night?
Well, I didn't know just what had happened.
I didn't either, but I figured it out fast enough.
that was a very, very nice recovery. I think it got me acquainted with a nice little girl.
Oh, you do?
Uh-huh, and
how. Oh, well, thank you.
Don't carry that too far.
Huh?
Don't carry that too far.
Oh, now you just forget about it. This is our party.
Yeah, listen, I'm going to try and nudge him out of that tomorrow night.
You're going to what?
Try and nudge him out of that day tomorrow night.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, maybe I'd better wait till that little boy's gone.
Well, I don't know now.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to remember that. How can I get your number? Can I ask Orin for it?
You better put Orin back on.
Huh?
You better put Orin back on.
All right, just a moment. Here's Orin. What's the matter? Are you asking too many questions?
Yeah, too many, so.
Oh, well.
Got me floored.
Well, everything. We're just having a little fun, that's all.
Sure, I know it.
You know what we're doing?
Uh-uh.
We cut the whole conversation on a record.
Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. Everybody knows what the core is for. Shape up, upright, ship 'em out. We got clean cut clones, international clout. 5'6", 7'8". Keep your gender straight. Women are women and men are men. Don't get too friendly with your friends. Gays in the military, very scary. Gays in the military, very scary. Warriors, I have heard, don't even know the meaning of the fear word. Cannonballs, they swat like flies. They don't even blink their eyes. 10,000 enemies in a pinch. They face them all and don't even flinch. They'll give a homosexual an even chance. And they wet their collective camouflage pants. Gays in the military, very scary. Gays in the military, very scary. General Patton had a great big gun. So did Attila the Hun. It was masculine, meticulous. They were so straight, it was ridiculous. Every role model macho I have known just stiffens up and turns to stone. John Wayne was so petrified, they named an airport after him when he died. Gays in the military, very scary. Gays in the military, very scary. Yep.
Excuse me, Sergeant, do you mind if I... Crochet my medal.
Oh, get back in line, soldier.
Yes, sir. No, ma'am.
You're putting women in dangerous places. You got sexual harassment cases. You got pin-ups on the locker room doors. Is that all we train them for? Don't tell me about your high standards. You're a spitball of company commanders. Morality by the good old hook. Yeah, right. That was tail hook. Gays in the military. Very scary. Gays in the military. Very scary. Every normality has its day, and every day must fade away. Change is hard to take when all your icons break. Wake up and smell the air. There's people rising up everywhere. Say goodbye to the sacred cow, because we don't need it anyhow. Gays in the military. Very scary.
I know this isn't what I said I was going to play, but when I saw Boney M. did a Neil Young cover, I had to play it. So this is Boney M., Heart of Gold.
For
another track I didn't say I'd play, but this is Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys, rapping.
My name is Brian and I'm the man. I write hit songs with the wave of my hand. Songs of surf and sun and sand. I make great music with my band. Songs to dance to and songs of joy. Cause I'm the original Beach Boy. Intelligent chicks are dynamite.
When I grew up to be a man, yeah, yeah, boy.
Now some guys like the flashy types, and some guys dig on archetypes. I'm no different from the rest. I love hips and legs and breasts, but strictly on a higher plane. Going on behind her smile. I want a hot pot, mental stimulation. Women with more imagination. That's my girls are my inspiration. Give them me. Wouldn't it be nice if PhDs were stroking me with hypotheses? Give me a gal who teaches school, who's not afraid to break the rules. Women doctors and lawyers too can really make a man out of you. Turn on, you bright, you pretty Amazon. Authors, scientists, and architects. Sultry face with intellect.
Don't worry, babe. Everything will turn out.
God only knows what I need.
Without smart girls, hip-hop, and harmony. I'm wiser now, I know where it's at. Intelligence is an aphrodisiac. So if you're seeking that perfect mate, listen to Brian. Goodies, goodbye.
Smart girls talk about smart girls. Sexy ladies reach my ID. Smart girls, I love you. Smart girls,
you ready, babes, with your attitude. Big brains are awesome.
I want to congratulate you. You were just fine.
Do some people always forget? Do you forget sometimes?
Do you sometimes forget to wake up? Do you remember who woke you up this morning? Was it the sun? Do you remember what you had for breakfast? How did it taste? Did you remember to brush your teeth? Sometimes, do you forget? Did you ride to school today?
Or arrive like a king on a royal ship?
Or did you take your bike for a short trip? Or ride high up in the air to see the world from up there? Do you remember how you got to school today? Can a spring forget? If you press it down, does it always go back to where it was before? Do you remember how to do things you've done once before? Can you zip your own zipper? Can you button your button? Or snap your snaps? Do you remember to do things you don't like doing? Who cleans up after you? Or closes the door behind you? And turns off the faucet when you're through? Is it easier to remember the things you like to do? Are there some things you remember to do no matter what? Did you ever forget your own name? Could you ever forget how to run? Could a duck forget how to swim? Or a goose how to honk? Did you ever forget? To swallow your food? Are there some things that help you remember? What does an alarm clock do? What does a calendar tell you? Sometimes, do you leave things behind? Is losing like forgetting? And finding like remembering? Sometimes, do you forget?
Everybody forgets sometimes. But nobody forgets all the time.
Mom, I found hot dogs.
Mom,
hey, Mom. Hey, Mom, look over here.
Look. We found them. Mom, look.
Look, Mom, I found hot dogs.
Look, we.
Hot dogs, Mom.
I found them.
Mom, I found hot dogs.
Mom, hey, Mom, look. Mom, look. Hey, Mom.
Look over here.
Hey, Mom.
Look at me.
Hot dogs. Look
at me.
Mom, look, I found hot dogs.
Look at me, I found hot dogs. Look at me. Look at me. Look over here, I found hot dogs.
Round your pants. Huddle up now. Huddle up now.
Percer le cœur. Vous sur la terre, vous avez des docteurs. De mercure. J'en ai tant. perdu par cette blessure. Combinaison spatiale. Retirez-moi cette poussière sidérale. Faut à tout prix. Rejoins mon amour dans la galaxie.